First up today, we've got all the travel news. In 2018, results from Air China revealed the China passenger aviation market grew steadily in demand and supply, while outbound travel and international traffic demand continued to rise, in spite of unfavourable factors such as higher jet fuel prices and depreciation in exchange rates. Air China revenue grew by almost 12% year-on-year, while expenses were up 12.5% year-on-year, and earnings per share rose just over 4%. In the first half of 2018, the company launched 21 domestic and 7 international routes, and its passenger routes now total 434 across 6 continents, comprising 308 domestic, 109 international, and 17 regional routes. The Hawaii Tourism Authority says Tropical Cyclone Lane, which started as a Category 5 hurricane and weakened to a tropical storm, is no longer affecting the Hawaiian Islands, although remnants of the storm caused excessive rainfall and flash flooding to parts of the state. The HTA says all of Hawaii's airports, hotels and resorts, as well as most forest lands and state parks across the Hawaiian Islands, have reopened. Authorities are now watching a Category 1 storm, Norman, in the East Pacific, which is expected to track northwest and miss the Hawaiian Islands. Meanwhile, Hawaiian visitors have not been deterred by the recent abnormal weather, spending up to 5% more in July, a total of $1.66 billion. And there was a record number of 939,360 visitors to the islands in the month of July. Eurail, a flexible rail pass that simplifies rail travel through 28 European countries, is to set up an Australian representative office to manage its trade relationships, marketing and public relations. Australians recently became Eurail's second largest source market. And of the 1.7 million Australians who travel to Europe each year, over 40,000 use Eurail as a one-pass access to over 10,000 destinations, a figure Eurail expects to grow in future. The World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, recently updated its visa openness rankings, confirming Qatar's recent visa facilitation improvements now allow nationals of 88 countries to enter Qatar visa-free and free of charge, making it the most open country in the Middle East and the 8th most open in the world for visas. Qatar has introduced an online platform for efficient and transparent visa processing and e-visas, as well as a free 96-hour travel visa, doubling the time stopover passengers can remain in the country. Since making the changes, Qatar has seen arrivals from India rise 18%, from China 43%, and from Russia a huge 366%. The World Travel Awards, staged in Hong Kong recently, saw Vietnam named Asia's leading destination. Sydney was Australasia's leading destination, and Melbourne was voted Australasia's leading meetings and conference destination for the fifth time, with Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre named Australasia's leading meetings and conference centre for the seventh consecutive year. In the aviation sector, Hainan Airlines won 3 awards: Asia's leading airline brand, Asia's leading airline business class, and Asia's leading cabin crew. Meanwhile, Cathay was named Asia's leading airline, and Singapore Changi Airport collected Asia's leading airport, while Air New Zealand was voted Australasia's leading airline. Hospitality winners were Korea's Conrad Seoul Hotel, which picked up Asia's leading lifestyle hotel and Asia's leading luxury city hotel. Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts was named Asia's leading hotel brand and Australasia's leading hotel brand. And tourism's become the world's third largest export sector, with the UN World Tourism Organization reporting that tourism is now worth US $1.6 trillion. This follows 8 straight years of growth in arrivals between 2010 and 2017, an average annual increase of 7%, with figures for the first half of 2018 already showing a 6% growth rate. That's Travel Writers Radio News for September 5, 2018. I'm Graeme Kemlow.